श्री परमात्मने नमः।
It has come to my mind to tell you something more about love, about which I speak so often. I respect and value very much, perhaps most, love. That is the one thing. What else in life is there? Love is the most valuable thing in life. And in fact, the culmination of all spiritual life is nothing but love, in the end. All spiritual training, all paths throughout the world, in all the religions, culminate into love. If it is asked, is there something common for everybody in the world belonging to any religion, caste, creed, sect, language, nationality, I would say yes, it is love. And love and God are the same. Only different words are there. The content, the essence is the same. In this country, there is a large number of people who understand very clearly the difference between love and lust, that is worldly attachment. And in the name of love, what mostly goes on is only bodily attraction, body attraction, physical aspect, sex. Sex is a part of human life. But as I said the other day, here the saints in very ancient times said that it is the basic energy, but it should be regulated. And it should not be without discipline and self-restraint. Only then human life becomes noble. If it is without regulation, just according to the whim and caprice of the individual, it becomes the greatest source of degradation. Therefore, we should understand the difference between divine love and worldly attachment or passion. That's very important. Love means divine love. Pure love means divine love. It is the aim of all the spiritual paths that someday the individual is able to realize, to experience the divine love already existing dormantly in every human being, hidden in every human being. One has not to create it. It exists in everybody. One has to explore it. One has to find it out. Love is there in everybody, pure love, divine love is there in everybody, existing. As water is existing everywhere on the earth. But for getting water, you have to dig a well. And when you start digging a well, in the beginning you find there are stones and many bad things there. But go on removing the bad things, go on removing these stones, the pebbles. Then after some time you will find the stones are no more there. And you may find that there is only earth, without any adulteration in it. And then you go on digging more and more, and then you find the earth is wet. You find wet earth. You still go on digging. Then comes the time when you have water, but it is filthy. It is not drinkable. But you want the drinkable water. You still go on digging. A time comes you have the drinkable water. You have reached your aim in the same way. In human life also. In the beginning you have passion, lust, craving for the body. The male desiring the female desiring the male. It is a natural thing. They say, nothing unholy, but don't stop there. If you stop there, it will be most unholy. Go on digging the inner self. Then come the problem, which comes to almost all seekers, the problem of thoughts. You have withdrawn yourself from the sensual physical enjoyment and you sit for meditation, but the thoughts come inside and the emotions, and many times you feel the emotions are not pure. Don't worry. Go on doing, go on digging and digging and digging. A time will come. You will know the self. You will experience God. Divine love is unborn. It is not born. It is already there. Attachment comes into existence when you get related to something or somebody. So much difference is there between these two. You see, divine love is eternal. And attachment is temporary. In divine love, the important element is of discrimination. You don't lose vision and discrimination. Your awareness remains there in divine love. In worldly attachment, the faculty of discrimination is overpowered just by the element of attachment. Divine love always goes on increasing more and more, more and more, more and more. The more you go further, the more. In attachment, it does not happen like that. It is fluctuating. Sometimes coming down, sometimes going up. Sometimes coming down, sometimes going up. Divine love is unlimited. Attachment is limited. Divine love is not covered by anything so apparent, so clean. Attachment has contamination of several elements in it, adulteration. Divine love liberates, gives freedom to a human being. Attachment creates bondage. Attachment to worldly things or to human beings. Divine love gives you immortality. You become immortal. You do not care for death after experiencing the self. In attachment, there is always the danger of death. Oh, I have found the best man or woman, now life will be nice. But would he not or she not die? My goodness. The danger is there. In divine love, you will feel unity in multiplicity. In attachment, it is the vice versa. Divine love makes you smile. What attachment makes you, you know. You already know. Most of us are experts in having that. Weeping. Complaining. Divine love brings you happiness. What does attachment give you, you know. All the unhappiness in the world. Divine love gives you comfort. And attachment makes you uncomfortable always. Divine love gives you peace. And there is no question of peace in attachment. Divine love makes you fearless. And in attachment, it is all the fear, all the time. Oh, has he started looking towards other somebody? My goodness. Does she intend to leave me? Divine love increases what is known as rasa, or the taste in life. Attachment decreases. Divine love never results into humiliation and insult. Never. In attachment, there are so many phases. You are humiliated, insulted many times, even by the person you are dying for. Divine love is purifying. This is all the impurity in attachment. Divine love is away from giving any worry. It removes the worry. All the worry is created in attachment. Divine love is uplifting. Attachment brings you down, degrading. Even God is happy when there is divine love in the heart of some human being. Even human beings are not happy when there is attachment. In divine love, there is never any defeat. No place for defeat. In attachment, there is all the defeat all the time. You are defeated. In divine love, there is always giving and giving and giving to others. You live for others, always giving. In attachment, demanding, taking, taking, you for me, this for me, that for me, my house, my wife, my cycle, my car, my. Attachment. Divine love is natural, because divine is there all the time. Attachment is artificial, unnatural, created, as I said. Divine love is already there. Attachment you create. So many points I have given you. Then why should we run after such a useless thing, attachment? Why should we not have divine love?